This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with a question made famous by William Shakespeare. What's in a name? Well, it turns out quite a lot. If the name belongs to a family you've been feuding with, as it was in the Bard's famous play. And it turns out there's also quite a lot in a name if the name is Yawkey in Boston today. Tom Yawkey, who owned the Red Sox for 43 years, died in 1976. The foundation that bears his name has a laudable record of philanthropy and charitable giving. But the baseball team that he ran was slow to integrate, and some have charged that back in his day, Yawkey was racist. So John Henry, the current owner of the Red Sox, has been pushing to rename Yawkey Way, and today he prevailed. The Boston Public Improvement Commission agreed to restore the original name, Jersey Street. WBUR reporter Fred Tice was at the meeting this morning, and he's here in the studio. Hey, Fred.
Hi, Anthony.
So remind us, this is a controversial issue, and Tom Yawkey's controversial legacy is complicated. So remind us a little bit more about that.
Well, for one thing, the Red Sox were famously perhaps the last club to integrate an African-American player onto their roster 12 years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And Robinson himself once called Yawkey the most bigoted person in baseball. That came in part because Robinson had a tryout with the Red Sox, but the team never bothered to get back to him, and the rest is history. Robinson signed with the Dodgers.
Right.
At the same time, the Yawkey Foundation has done a lot of good all over Boston. The Yawkey name adorns many local institutions, the Dana-Farber Center for Cancer Care, Boston's Healthcare for the Homeless's Jean Yawkey Place. There's an entire building at Massachusetts General Hospital called the Yawkey Building. And there also, the Yawkey Foundation's also made major investments in Boston's minority communities, funding scholarships.
So now comes this decision to rename Yawkey Way. What was the reaction to the commission's decision today?
So today in the hearing room, silence, right? But this
really?
Is after, yeah, but this is after two very controversial hearings, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, where lots of people spoke. Today, hardly anybody turned out. I guess they figured they're going to take the vote and that's that. But one of the key people in this whole debate did turn up today. His name is Walter Carrington. He was in charge of the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination's investigation of the Red Sox for racial discrimination back in 1959.
I am very happy that after 60 years, after we made the finding of discrimination against the Red Sox, that this whole matter has now been resolved in the sense that Tom Yawkey's name will no longer be on the street, and I and others like me can go to Fenway Park feeling very proud.
Okay, so there's one reaction.
Yeah, and WCV, the TV Channel 5, asked Mayor Walsh about the decision, and here's what he had to say this morning.
I know that a lot of people are talking about this is going to help us end racism. I think this is not the answer to that. One thing I hope that doesn't happen, I hope the Yawkey Foundation doesn't get caught up in this because they do incredible work in the city of Boston.
Yeah, so it actually sounds like Marty Walsh.
Yeah, I was
Walsh.
Just going to say, I thought Walsh was in favor of
changing. Right, to me, he's sounding like he's part of the crowd. He's making the arguments that the Yawkey Foundation and its allies have been making opposing the name change. But it's his commission that voted unanimously to change the name. Right?
Right, okay. So what are we hearing from the Yawkey Foundation itself now that the decision has been made?
They had a very long, moving statement, just a part of which I'll share with you here. They said, "We have always acknowledged that it is regrettable that the Red Sox were the last Major League Baseball team to integrate. We also realized there were strong feelings in favor of renaming Yawkey Way based on that painful fact and other criticisms about the team's record concerning race and inclusivity. But we also believe that consideration of the whole story of the team's efforts to integrate and the full picture of Tom Yawkey's life more than justified keeping the name Yawkey Way."
All right. So, Fred, as we mentioned, Red Sox owner John Henry officially asked for the name change in February this year. He said that he was, quote, haunted by the name and that it didn't reflect the organization he was building. But there have been some issues still around race for this organization more recently, right?
Sure. For example, recently, I guess it was last year, there was a fan who hurled a racial epithet and peanuts at Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles, and that supported the whole narrative that Boston is not a welcoming place to people of color, a narrative born largely in the violent opposition to busing in the 70s.
Right. So, Fred, what does this ruling mean for Yawkey Station on the commuter rail?
So the ruling today was just about that little two-block stretch of Yawkey Way, right? But Governor Baker was asked today about what it means for the commuter rail station, and he said that they will be changing the name of the commuter rail stop, and that's confirmed by a statement from the T we got this afternoon. It says the MBTA will work collaboratively with its city partners to change the station name, ensure consistency and familiarity for T customers, visitors to the area, and for public safety officials. And the T adds also that originally the station was named for Yawkey Way because it was built after the street was called Yawkey Way.
All right. Well, that's WBUR's Fred Tice. He's our political and higher education reporter talking about the end of Yawkey Way. It will be renamed Jersey Street, its original name. Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.